Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Kimaseo b'chol, kach maseo b'Shabbos. Just like they did it during the week, they also did it on Shabbos. This is when Hoshana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos. Elish, ayu malakten oysan me'erev Shabbos, but rather they would gather it on Erev Shabbos, me'nichen oysan b'gigios shozov, and they took the Aravos and they put it in a golden basin, k'dei shlo yichmosh, in order that it shouldn't shrivel up. Now the truth is that even on Yontif, one is not allowed to detach these Aravos from their source and cut them, so it's not just dafkan Shabbos. Rather, it's teaching us a din, like the Tver Sol explains, that when the Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, that you're allowed to move it and carry it and use it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Churius shel dekel hoy mevin v'choyften oysan bekarka b'tzidi ha-mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika argues on what we do with our Ravas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, the Rav explains, learns down from the Pasuk that says, Kapois tmarim, so since Kapois is a plural Lashon, which is referring to the Lulav, so he darshins that one is for the Lulav that we take, and one, we take the lulav also separately for the mizbeach. Not the same lulav, but we take a lulav's branches for the mizbeach. That's churius shel dekel. That's branches of a palm tree, which is a lulav. It's not kosher lulav. It's, I think, further along in the process where it's more dried out and spread apart. They would use those branches, and they would beat them on the floor on the side of the mizbeach. The Rambam learns that this is what we do with Aravos. The Rambam held that we do not go around the Mizbeach. Rather, they would take the Aravos, and also it was a minag nevi'im that they would beat them onto the floor. And it seems also from this Mishnah, it's also mashma a little bit like the Rambam, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika was just arguing whether you use Aravos or use churius, shel dekel, which is palm branches. But it seems, though, that that's all they're really arguing about. There's no mention of going around the Mizbeach. It's mashma, a little bit, that we who do not, like the Rav says, we do not hold our Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, held that what he's talking about, we would do with the Aravos. Anyway, the Mishnah says, Va'oso ayom nikra yom chibut charius. And that day was called the day that they would beat the charius. They would beat the palm branches onto the ground, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Now, why is it oso ayom? The Rav, Tosfos, they learn that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika wasn't just arguing about Hoshana Rabbah, he was actually arguing about all the days of Sukkos, that there was no inyan of taking the Aravos in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no mitzvah of Arava, rather it was churius shel dekel, and that it says, Oso Hayom, Taisa says it's lav dafka, really it's all the days of Sukkos, they always beat churius on the floor next to the Mizbech every day of Sukkos.